This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Josh Appel on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline with us. He's a play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. NFL will be here before you know it. He also does plenty of soccer. He's got the USL Championship Friday night on ESPN+. There is so much going on, Appel. I had brought you on, had booked you this morning to talk about Bill Zito not winning NHL GM of the Year and talk about the Marlins being on a heater. And maybe even a little Inter Miami, but obviously I would be remiss if we didn't start with the Dolphins and Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith going to Pittsburgh, Minka Fitzpatrick coming back to the Dolphins. How do you, I mean, I won't ask you to grade it, but how do you view what transpired this morning with the Dolphins?
Well, you and I were talking during the commercial break, and this is something that you said during the first segment. I was expecting, because the Dolphins had basically no leverage in Jalen Ramsey trade talks because he had requested a trade and he wanted to be out of here. So that's it. You take what you get, and that's that. So to be able to get a player for player trade, a guy like Minka Fitzpatrick, 28 years old, who we know has been excellent, not only for the Dolphins, but for the Steelers as well. That's a pretty good job there by Chris Greer, get a draft pick back as well. I don't know if Minka is the same player he was. He obviously got hurt in 2023, and last year, despite being a Pro Bowler, was not very good. I wonder how he'll fit back in this defense, but I think safety was a concern, one of the few positions of concern for the Dolphins this offseason with Javon Holland leaving. I think they've kind of shored that up a bit with this. I think it's hard to give an all-encompassing like grade on what they're not going to look like this in September week one. They're going to address and probably bring another tight end in. There have been reports already that they're trying to work the trade market for a tight end. And I would imagine that one of these handful of veteran corners, they'll bring at least one of those in as well. So I think all things considered, you kind of have to applaud the move today, as difficult as it is to give up Jonnu Smith. The one thing I am a little curious about is, you know, I can understand the Dolphins not wanting to lock up Jonnu Smith for multiple years at $12 million, but if he was willing to sign 1 year for 12 with Pittsburgh, could the Dolphins not have done the same for 1 year and say, hey, all right, you had a great year, record-setting Dolphins season.
I think it was just a line in the sand. They're not after Jalen Waddle and Tyreek.
Which is fine.
I think they're not doing it anymore.
And I don't know. I don't know if Jonnu Smith is this player that we saw last year or if he's a product of being in this offense, because he showed flashes of this throughout his career, but he was never what he was last season at any of his other stops. So I don't know if the Dolphins think they can get somebody else that can fit in, or if they go less tight ends in the passing game and you see a lot more Malik Washington, you see a lot more Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, you see a lot more of Achan in the passing game. So we'll see what happens.
And something else we talked about earlier, Josh, with the captain situation, because one captain went back to Arizona, Calais. The other captain retired in Tehran. Jalen Ramsey got traded, and David Long Jr. got cut halfway through the season. Should we read into that at all? Is that just coincidental? Because we've heard of the lack of control, lack of leadership in the locker room.
Well, yeah, we kind of talk about that a lot, right? How they're void of that aspect. So if the captains that were contributing to that are now gone, maybe it's addition by subtraction in that regard. Not saying that you wouldn't love to have Calais Campbell or you wouldn't love to have Tyrann Armstead's leadership on the team again next year. But on the whole, you know, you need more than just your captains to lead anyways and set that example. So I don't know. I don't think there's much to that.
Super Bowl or no?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, because you're in agreement with me on that one, I thought. Josh Appel is with us. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk. See, we have a time constraint. Florida Panthers, which is why we originally brought you on today. Bill Zito, I saw a Tim Reynolds tweet that 12 ballots out of 42 did not even have Bill Zito in the top three. Now, I think it's a shanda that he didn't win NHL GM of the year. I cannot figure out for the life of me how 12 ballots could not even have him in the top three. So tell me why the Dallas GM was a better GM last year than Bill Zito.
I mean, he made the Mikko Rantanen trade, which was great for Dallas, but they just lost for the third consecutive season in the conference final in the West. And I can understand Bill Zito not winning it the year of their first cup run. All right, I can even understand it last year. This year, you vote on this before the end of the second round of the playoffs, I believe. He had made the two best deadline acquisitions in the entire sport and had made a team that had basically no flaws going into the postseason. We had talked about how they had a fifth line and an extra defensive pairing that was quality enough to play on a lot of other teams. I don't really understand it. And I would imagine, as frustrated as Bill Zito is, he would much rather have the two Stanley Cups than the multiple General Manager of the Year awards that Jim Neal in Dallas has.
So they have $11 million to work with after Sam Bennett, which is somehow no longer like the biggest piece of news in the South Florida sports scene by like 30 things that have already trumped it. but okay, Marchand and Ekblad, Appel, they have $11 million left. I think they still have to pay their new goaltender, Tarasov. Do I have that right? Tarasov. Yeah. And did I also read they have to pay Mackie Samuskevich as well? Whatever. Like, how do they get this done? Is it genuinely possible? Should we be getting our hopes up that both Ekblad and Marchand are actually going to somehow be back next season?
So I came on here last week and I said, you know, I'm having a funny feeling that I think all three guys are going to be back. And quite honestly, the more I thought about it, I have no idea why I ever thought that. There's just not enough money to go around unless they make other moves to offload some salary, or those two guys take significant pay cuts than what they would get on the open market. Like Sam Bennett might have gotten $10 million. He took $8 here. To make Marchand and Ekblad work, the discount that both would have to take would have to be a lot less than that. I think that the Panthers will end up retaining one of those two players. I know they've pushed hard to keep both. We'll see how it all shakes out. It is kind of sad that we're not going to be able to keep this specific band together for another season, or I guess multiple seasons, because they want multiple years on these contracts. But you got to trust whatever Will Wido and this front office are going to put together here. You just have
so
to.
So close to not having to hear that.
Yeah. Hey, well, speaking, I go back to the GM of the year with Will Wido. Is it hate? Because I hear all the time, oh, the no state taxes and all. I was watching like a NHL Today, ESPN, not no, you know, rinky-dink podcast. And they kept bringing up the damn no state tax crap. Is it the other, like the other NHL teams, other NHL fan bases just pretty much hating on the Panthers? That's all I could guess.
Oh, there's this franchise is definitely hated amongst, like, especially the cities where this team has ended runs of other franchises. But hockey traditional markets don't like this team very much. But the state tax thing, it blows my mind, number one, because we've talked about it before, but the Panthers have been a no state tax team for years and years and years and years, and nobody ever said anything until now. And they're not the only no state tax team in the NHL, so I'm curious.
Dallas is in a state in Texas with no state taxes.
Right. So why don't these other teams take advantage of no state tax and sign players to these great contracts and have players that want and will be willing to sign those contracts for their franchises? It's the dumbest talking point. How about have better front offices?
And sign and better contracts. I would submit to you the no state tax thing, whatever. Texas has Whataburger. And so Dallas has an immediate advantage, has nothing to do with their general manager. They've got the advantage of Whataburger. Yeah. Although, you know what? We do have Whataburger up north. There's Whataburger in Tallahassee. Mm. And so maybe it ends up helping Tampa, but it certainly doesn't help Bill Zito down here.
What about the beaches and the women and the restaurants and the nightlife?
Raising Cane's.
What about that? Yeah.
And Raising Cane's. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, we've definitely got attributes. So, out of the two, Ekblad, Marchand, who would be your choice?
Okay, so I've wavered.
I thought about this all weekend because I think it's going to come down to one of those two as
what
well.
What a boring weekend.
Wait till you're 55. I had the time of my life between Caitlin Krems on Instagram and that. I was busy all weekend long.
The Panthers were skating around with the cup on the ice, and I'm stressing about how they're going to keep all three guys.
But I think it's going to come down to one of the two. So which one is the better choice? And it pains me because I think I came up with Brad Marchand being a better choice. As much as Aaron Ekblad has meant to the Panthers over many years, sometimes it's time to part ways. And Marchand, I feel like it's just starting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's what I would say. In another offseason where the options to replace a top two pair right-hand defenseman were more vast, I would say, yeah, like the no-brainer is probably Marchand. But the drop-off in right-hand defenseman of Aaron Ekblad's quality after him in this free agent class, it is a steep, steep, steep drop. And I think he would be tougher to replace than a player on the Panthers' third line, which they've shown over the last 3 years. And you figure with Anton Lundell and Etu Lusuranen developing into what they have, that you can plug somebody else in there, excuse me, and have the same relative success. Not to the point of a Hall of Famer like Brad Marchand, but we saw Sam Reinhart 3 years ago thrive with those two. We saw Vladimir Tarasenko thrive with those two. And we saw Brad Marchand take a huge leap, looking like the Brad Marchand of a decade ago, playing with those two guys in this postseason. So I think that Aaron Ekblad probably a lot tougher to replace than Brad Marchand would be. And so because of that, it's probably where I lean.
Do you think the Panthers front office thought about just keeping both of those guys drunk all the time into not free agency today or tomorrow? Just not keep bad. Them drunk.
Not bad.
Not, I mean, not you, a lot of things.
Throw that in with a little Raising Cane's. He's onto something.
Listen, I think that Will Wido in this front office look and account.
Can you call him Will Wido after he lost for the third straight year as general manager of the year? I mean, it's almost Lil Lido now.
Hey, how many cups did the guy hoist the last 2 years?
Just talking about what have you done?
No one cares about the GM of the Year award. All right, this bogus award that nobody cares about. The only reason we care about it is because Bill Zito didn't get it.
Well, of course. I didn't even know they had the award.
Right.
You know, kept getting passed over for it. But yeah, no, I do think that's, I mean, ridiculous that he hasn't won it.
Especially for Dallas.
In the last three seasons.
Like, somebody's going to win it for the third straight year, and you're not going to give it to literally the guy who's constructed the best hockey team over the past 3 years.
And if you're going to win it three straight years, you'd think maybe you had three straight cups or something. Like, that shows absolute domination in the world of hockey business. Well, show me where the domination is on the ice.
I love the visual of Bill Zito, if there is a trophy for GM of the Year, taking it into the Atlantic Ocean like the Panthers took the cup. Bill Zito at the top of Elbow Room pouring beer out of the top of it.
Is there a trophy for it?
I'm not sure.
This trophy with
I hope there is.
There's three drunk guys down there drinking.
They have no idea what Bill Zito is. They just see a guy pouring beer over the railing.
I think his name's Will Wido something. I don't know.
I heard some real big drunk guy over there say Will Wido several times.
What? Will Wido?
Real quick, Marlins are on a tear. We're out of time here, but what do you have to say about this Marlins theme?
I mean, there's something about these Marlins, man. There's something about this team. Something about them.
You can't do. I had someone DM me today. They're like, "Hey, you're going to retract what you've said about Clayton McCullough? They're the hottest team in baseball." I'm like, "They're the hottest team in baseball. There's still only three teams in the National League worse than them right now. So, how bad do you have to have been to be the hottest team in baseball and still only be better than three teams in the National League?" But that being said, I'm rooting for them. I love the fact that they're putting together wins and they're doing it in an exciting fashion. Like, I like it. I love it. I root for the Marlins. I hope Clayton McCullough is the next manager of the year. But, I mean, they're not exactly contending for a playoff spot right now.
The Dallas GM, the Stars, will win manager of the year if the Marlins end up making the postseason. look, we can't say that they were going to be the worst team that we've ever seen assembled. And then I'm not saying that you're poo-pooing it, but just in general.
No, that's fair. You're right.
Poo-poo, you know, them being 8 games under 500 right
now.
You're
right.
And they've lost a lot of pieces, and some guys that they were relying on to be better have not been. Like Sandy Alcantara is, you know, he's been better over the last month, but Sandy's got like a 6.5 ERA this year. Ryan Weathers hurt. The list goes on of things that they've kind of been able to overcome. Matt Mervis, unfortunately, being shadow banned is another.
Crazy.
But they've been able to win in spite of that, which is really cool. And hopefully they're able to keep this up. They're a fun little scrappy bunch, this team.
See, Hawk, you've never seen the movie Major League, see? See that, boys? That's called a winning streak.
Yeah.
Skipper Brown.
I know who the grizzled old manager is, though. That's not a bad
Skipper.
Yeah,
right, man.
Great movie, by the way.
I will say, if you're going to embrace Shadow Band, then I'll embrace Will Wido. I'll give you that. Like that's a
don't,
fair.
Don't do it, Josh. Don't do it.
Yeah. It's hard to argue.
It's hard to argue. That's my point. It's very hard to argue that Mervis has been shadow banned by the Jumbo Shrimp and the Marlins. And, you know, you, how else do you explain all this winning?
Explain to me why.
I think, right. I like to think of the shadow banning as almost a ritual sacrifice.
Right. I don't know if he's been ritually sacrificed, though. I'm going to stick with shadow banning.
See, no, ride with your buddy. Ritual sacrifice.
Well, then when he shows up in the batter's box, what are we doing? He's
ritually unsacrificed him.
Yeah, he's supposed to be at the bottom of a volcano or something. I don't know where he'd come from if he was ritually sacrificed. Josh Appel, I mean, holy mackerel, did we cover a lot of ground here, Josh. We appreciate your time. And he's got the Azalea hat on. Nobody knows what that means. He's a huge Iggy Azalea fan. And we'll move on with our lives. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. Josh Appel. Let's take a break, and we will come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana after this.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.